Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is December the 17th, 2015, Thursday. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Very, very hot here in the south of Brazil today, by the way. 34 degrees Celsius the last time I checked. And apparently we're going to have a very hot summer down here in the south of Brazil with lots of rain and El Niño striking back. So this is episode 98 of the Follow English podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about the difference between by and until. By followed by a time expression in this case. By is, there are several different uses for by. One of them is authorship, so a poem by Shakespeare. And another one is when you refer to proximity. She was standing by me when he arrived. So I'm not going to talk about those. I'm going to talk about by followed by a time expression. And this is when language learners confuse the two expressions. Here in Brazil, there are different ways of talking about that. I mean, in Brazilian Portuguese, and maybe that's why the difference is quite striking. I wouldn't say striking is not the right word here, but I would say it's quite confusing for Brazilian learners. So it's very simple, in fact, because you could say something like this: I'll be back by Monday, or I'll be away until Monday. So as you can see, the difference in meaning here is related to even the way the sentence is structured. I'll be back by Monday, so that means no later than Monday. So Monday, before Monday. Monday is the last option for me to be back, let's say. So I'll be back by Monday is different from I'll be away until Monday, because until is used to say how long a situation continues. So in this case, I'll be away, I'll be traveling until Monday. So you can see that the focus here is different in the way you say things. There are some other examples here. I sent the package today, so you should receive it by Friday. Again, you will receive it on Friday or before Friday, no later than Friday. That's why it's very common to hear expressions like, I want the report on my desk by Friday. So that means no longer than Friday. If you finish the report earlier, of course, it's a good idea. But if you use until, probably you will have to say something else in this case. But let's see some examples with until. I slept until noon. So that means I was sleeping and woke up at noon. So then I'm describing how long my sleep went on for. So another example here is going back to by. Of course, we have to be at the restaurant by noon. So we have to be at the restaurant by noon. That means at noon or before noon, but no later than noon. So the arranged time is noon. Otherwise, you could also say, I'll be away until Saturday. So that means I'll be back on Saturday. I'll be away, or I'll be traveling until Saturday. So that means I'm not going to be here until Saturday. So as you can see, the difference is quite clear-cut. I think the problem is that in different languages and I'm taking as a reference Brazilian Portuguese, this can be quite confusing because the way we speak in Portuguese, we would certainly use the same preposition here. So that's it. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list if you go to the site, to the page. And you can also follow us on Twitter or like our page on Facebook. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. I really don't know if I'll be able to do another episode before I go on my short vacations. That starts on Friday. On Saturday, and I won't. I'll be back by January 3rd. So as you can see here, one more example. I'll be back by January 3rd. I could also say I'll be traveling until January the 3rd. I'll be traveling until January the 3rd. So that's it for today. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope to be back soon. Early in January, I'll be doing some new episodes. So thank you for listening. I hope you're all learning something. And see you next time. Bye.